we must take away a privilege. And after careful consideration of the circumstances of this rebellion, we've decided that there would be a certain justice in taking away the privilege of the tub room that you men have been using for your card games during the day. Does this seem unfair? Her head didn't move. She didn't look. But one by one, everybody else looked at him sitting there in his corner. Even the old chronics, wondering why everybody had turned to look in one direction, stretched out their scrawny necks like birds and turned to look at McMurphy. Faces turned to him, full of a naked, scared hope. That single thin note in my head was like tires speeding down a pavement. He was sitting straight up in his chair, one big red finger scratching lazily at the stitch marks run across his nose. He grinned at everybody looking at him and took his cap by the brim and tipped it politely, then looked back at the nurse. "So, if there is no discussion on this ruling, I think the hour is almost over." She paused again, took a look at him herself. He shrugged his shoulders and with a loud sigh slapped both hands down on his knees and pushed himself standing out of the chair. He stretched and yawned and scratched the nose again and started strolling across the day room floor to where she sat by the nurse's station, heisting his pants with his thumbs as he walked. I could see it was too late to keep him from doing whatever fool thing he had in mind, and I just watched like everybody else. He walked with long steps, too long, and he had his thumbs hooked in his pockets again. The iron in his boot heels cracked lightning out of the tile. He was the logger again, the swaggering gambler, the big red-headed brawling Irishman, the cowboy out of the TV set walking down the middle of the street to meet a dare. The big nurse's eyes swelled out white as he got close. She hadn't reckoned on him doing anything. This was supposed to be her final victory over him, supposed to establish her rule once and for all. But here he comes and he's big as a house. She started popping her mouth and looking for her black boys, scared to death, but he stopped before he got to her. He stopped in front of her window, and he said in his slowest, deepest drawl, how he figured he could use one of the smokes he bought this morning. Then ran his hand through the glass. The glass came apart like water splashing, and the nurse threw her hands to her ears. He got one of the cartons of cigarettes with his name on it and took out a pack, then put it back and turned to where the big nurse was sitting like a chalk statue, and very tenderly went to brushing the slivers of glass off her head and shoulders. "I'm sure sorry, ma'am," he said. "God, but I am. That window glass was so spick and span, I completely forgot it was there." It took just a couple of seconds. He turned and left her sitting there with her face shifting and jerking and walked back across the day room to his chair, lighting up a cigarette. The ringing that was in my head had stopped.